From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. More than 2,200 people in Alabama have died from COVID-19. It's easy to forget that each number has a name and a family left to mourn the loss. We begin an occasional series remembering some of the people behind the numbers. Today, we learn about Fred Bischoff, who was 79 years old when he died in June. He was born in Birmingham and later settled in Montgomery, where he and his wife raised three children. WBHM's Andrew Yeager learned that Fred was a guy who loved to figure out how things worked.
To understand Fred Bischoff's desire to peek under the hood, as it were, his daughter Lisa Higginbotham explains about the time her dad got a pacemaker when he was 35 years old.
He asked if he could be awake while they put the pacemaker in, and they let him, which was absolutely crazy.
He came from a long line of mechanically minded men in his family, and his curiosity started early. When Fred was young, he wanted to figure out how the ringer of a washing machine worked. But in doing so, his right arm got caught and his mother had to rescue him. He had a scar for the rest of his life. Fred spent 44 years as a field engineer for General Electric. At one point, he worked in the launch sequence for the Saturn V rocket and later in the company's medical division. In fact, while still recovering in the hospital from that heart surgery, he put on a hospital gown so he could go to another part of the building just to fix a machine that had gone haywire. Now, Fred didn't just want to know how things were built. He wanted to build things. And he did. A TV, a treehouse. He taught himself how to repair his grandmother's player piano and eventually repaired three of them, one for each of his children. Lisa still has hers.
There's a running joke in our extended family that if Fred's going to fix it, it's going to be right.
This man who strived for perfection played hard. He was fun. He rode roller coasters well into his 70s. He'd do a headstand if a grandkid asked him to. When his nephew won a scholarship to play football at Auburn University, he didn't just buy a t-shirt and watch a few games. He bought season tickets for the entire family. Fred was also a rascal who enjoyed playing practical jokes. His sister, Jean Turner, remembers that when her brother was young, he would disconnect the phone line if he felt his sisters were talking to their boyfriends too long. And then, she says, there was the time Fred set off firecrackers in the garden, freaking out the gardener.
Freddie had some kind of a fuse where he could remotely light them. And he lit them, and they all went off and blew up parts of the garden and, of course, scared Ernest half to death.
Family always came first. He was one of nine children, and his mother died when he was 7 years old. Fred's love came from helping people, fixing things for them. He built houses with Habitat for Humanity, and he was a faithful member of his Roman Catholic parish. His wife of 55 years, Paula Bischoff, says they never had to call for a repairman. Her husband did everything until he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
Trust me, he did a thousand things that I never even knew he did that I have learned in the last 2 years.
To his family, Fred Bischoff was larger than life, but he was not showy. He was quiet and had a calm presence. One of his sons-in-law wrote, he was a man of few words, most of those low and mumbled. Fred's sister, Jean Turner, recalls that about 5 years ago, the cleaner for her backyard pool wasn't working properly. She says her brother looked it over, made a few adjustments, and it's still working to this day.
When I asked him how he figured out what to do, he just kind of smiled at me. No words, just smiled at me.
Understanding what made Fred Bischoff work came not through his words, but through his actions. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
If you have a family member or friend who died of COVID-19 and you want to share their story, send us an email. We're at news@wbhm.org. You can also find other coronavirus remembrances at our website. That's wbhm.org.